USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has helped one Minnesota man create his own field of dreams. When Alan Grosland and his siblings inherited their parents' farm, he was determined to preserve the family's past for the future. This is Agriculture USA. I'm Christy Pettis. USDA's Wetlands Reserve Program is helping Grosland preserve his parents' land purchased in 1953 for his siblings, their children, and future generations.
The site you're standing on here today contains 189 acres of restored wetlands and uplands. The program is entered into the Wetlands Reserve Program. If you look around, you won't see no baseball backstops. No home plate, no baseball. This is my field of dreams, and I want to thank everybody that's helped me have this happen.
Grosland's wetland acreage was the site chosen by Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns to celebrate Earth Day 2005 and highlight the role of USDA's conservation programs in protecting natural resources.
We have learned that agriculture has become a significant contributor to the wetlands, and today we can report significant progress has been made by all of the contributors to the President's Wetlands Initiative, federal, state, public, and private partners. Since the President's Earth Day announcement just a year ago, 328,000 acres of wetlands have been restored or created. 154,000 acres of wetlands have been improved, and 350,000 acres of wetlands were protected. Not bad work for a year, right?
That totals 832,000 acres. USDA programs have helped create, improve, or protect about 372,000 of those wetland acres.
By the end of fiscal year 2006, we expect the total across the entire government to increase to more than 2.4 million acres, putting us well on our way to the President's goal of 3 million acres within the next 5 years.
Secretary Johanns calls the Wetlands Reserve Program one of USDA's most important tools in this area, one that has restored more than 1.6 million acres since 1991.
With 85% of wetlands on non-federal lands, it is vital that we have multiple partners and continue to work with them. Landowners, conservation groups, governments at all levels, and other non-governmental organizations all play a very critical role.
The state of Minnesota is home to two major wetland restoration projects, according to NRCS state conservationist for Minnesota, William Hunt.
Two big projects are right here, one being the Straight River Watershed Wetland Reserve Program project, second being up north in Glacier Ridge. Right now, we're at about 45, 46,000 acres statewide that we have restored through the Wetland Reserve Program. And next year, we're hoping to have a 50,000-plus acre celebration of the Wetland Reserve Program restoration efforts.
Tim Pawlenty is governor of Minnesota, the state known as the Land of 10,000 Lakes.
We're also a region of rivers and beautiful wetlands and prairies and marshes, but the crown jewel of our Minnesota outdoors is our water.
On Earth Day, with Secretary Johanns by his side, Governor Pawlenty signed the largest Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program agreement ever.
This agreement is going to protect 120,000 acres in idle marginal farmlands, particularly along waterways and wetlands. It's going to better protect drinking water supply. It's going to better protect against erosion. It's going to make sure that we have places where water can be stored in droughts and absorbed during floods. It's going to provide more conservation and habitat opportunities for wildlife and fish and animals and waterfowl.
In total, the CREP II agreement seeks to secure approximately 4,500 conservation easements covering 120,000 acres by the end of 2007. Whether it's the Wetlands Reserve Program or the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program or one of USDA's many other programs, state conservationist Bill Hunt hopes that more landowners take an interest in these voluntary programs.
Those people who are interested, stop by our local county USDA Ag Service Centers, discuss it with our district conservationists, the Soil and Water Conservation District folks, and the FSA people as well. and they can give you more information about the program.
More information on USDA's conservation programs can be found at www.usda.gov under NRCS and FSA. That's Agriculture USA. Reporting from Southern Minnesota, I'm Christy Pettis for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.